The last two nights we discussed two introductions for this evening's shiur. Introduction number one that we had was the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, that although the Chachamim made a Takanat Banan, that one is not allowed to learn or read by a candlelight on Shabbos, on Friday night, because they were concerned, Shema Yata, maybe the person will turn it a little bit, and then he will come to violate an Isudar of Mechaba Umavir, because the fire is a little extinguished when you turn it, and sometimes it brightens up when you turn it as well. So the Chacham made a Takana, and they said one is not allowed to read next to the candle, lest he come ultimately to Mechaba Umavir. Said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Ani Akre Veloate. Don't worry about it, I'll be okay. I don't have to worry about this. I'm a big Talmud Chacham, I'm a big Tzaddik. I'll go ahead and learn next to the candle, and nothing's going to go wrong with me. Says the Gemara, two versions of the story, what happened. The next Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha went ahead, he sat down by the candle, and he was learning next to the candle, and lo and behold, the Gemara's first version is that he wanted to go ahead and lean the candle over, and he caught himself and he said, oh, I see now why the Chacham made Gzeir. Version number two that the Gemara has is that he actually went ahead and he turned the candle, he tipped it a little bit, and he violated the Isur D'Araisa of Mechaba Umavir. Fine, so we discussed a lot about that. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha responded to this story, and he said, he wrote down on his notebook that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, Abi Chatos Shmeina, I promise that I will bring a Chatos, a fat Chatos. We said already from some Sofer, B'Shem Rav Nasan Adler, why a fat carbon Chatos, why not a regular carbon Chatos, but whatever. Basically, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper that I'm chayiv to bring a carbon once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Asks Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. We discussed at length last night the whole issue of an Ushalma Parim Svasenu. If a person recites Karbanos, it's considered as if he has actually brought the carbon on the Beis HaMikdash and offered it on the Mizbeach. Well, if that's the case, what do we think? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha didn't come to shul every day. Do you think he didn't recite the Parsha of Chatos? Do you think he didn't say all the Torah HaKarbanos? If a person knows he's mechuyev to bring the carbon, so of course he's going to go ahead and learn the Parsha of Chatos. So why is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha writing down on his notebook that he's chayiv to bring a carbon Chatos when the Beis HaMikdash will ultimately be rebuilt? He could just say the Parsha of Chatos and be done with it. So that is the kasha of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Shalos HaTshuvas Har Tzvi, in fact it's Or HaChaim Siman Aleph. This is the very first tshuva, meaning he actually was very bothered by this. This is something he thought was very important. So this is what he starts his Shalos HaTshuvas with. Zach Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the answer is that, you're right, we have the option Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, to say the Parsha of Karbanos in order that it should be considered as if we have brought a carbon. However, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, that's not like you brought a carbon in reality. That's not like you actually brought the carbon. Yes, this will be a temporary fix. For now, now that we have no Beis HaMikdash, so you recite the Parsha of Karbanos, and it's as if you have brought it for now. But when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, you're not exempt from your chiyuv of actually bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests. And he says, l'chor, it's very mistaver. Imagine, you have a guy in the times of the Beis HaMikdash who goes ahead, and he's going to start, instead of bringing Karbanos, he'll just go start reading the Parshias of Karbanos. Right? It's much cheaper. Much cheaper. He doesn't have to buy Karbanos. Why doesn't he just say the Parsha every morning and get himself out of the Chiyuv? Says Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, no. Because all the reading of the Parshias of Karbanos can do for you is give you a temporary fix. But when the Beis HaMikdash is actually Bibinyana, when it's actually built, a person will have to bring those Karbanos Chatos that he was chayv to bring. If you look in the Tshuvas of the Chikrei Lev, he points out as well the same Yisod, and he brings a raya to this idea. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei. The Gemara tells us the following statement, Amar Abelazar, Ha'ocha chelev bizman hazeh. Chelev is an Isur Lav, it's an Isur D'Araisa. Person eats chelev, he has to bring a carbon. So the Gemara says that if a person eats chelev bizman hazeh, Tzarech sheyichtov lo shir, Shema yava bezden acher, delo mechayiv carbon, ade'ika kezayis gavol. Interesting statement, says the Gemara. A person who eats chelev bizman hazeh, he has to write down what the shear is of a kezayis as far as we understand it. Why? Why? Says the Gemara, because maybe when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt one day, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to convene a bez, and he's going to say, oh, you thought a kezayis was this big. A kezayis is really this big. And you're not going to be chayiv a carbon until you eat this big of a shear. So that's why the Gemara says a person has to write down, if he eats chelev bizman hazeh, he has to write down the size of a kezayis at the time that he ate it. In order that, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, he'll know whether or not he's chayv to bring a carbon. Now, what's the worst case scenario if you bring a carbon when you're not mechuyev? Chulin ba'azara. Possibly an Issa Daraisa. You're going to be chulin ba'azara. If really I thought a kezayis was this big and I should be chayv already a carbon for eating this, And then Moshe Rabbeinu comes along later and says, the Kazayis is this big, so then I'm going to ultimately bring Chulin La'azar. So that's what the Gemara tells us.
I want to just write down what you ate and what the size.
You have to write down both. What you ate and the size.
So what do you mean? Just write down what you ate.
What do you mean? Because you have to know how much of a size.
Only write down the size of what the size was in each tekufa.
So I don't know. So the Gemara, this is what the Gemara says. So you see from the Gemara, says the Chikri Lev, you see from the Gemara very clearly that obviously, even though a person is living in this generation, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash as of yet, even though I'm going to shul every morning and I'm reciting the Parsha of Karbanos, I'm reciting the Parsha of Chatas, still the Gemara assumes that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, I will be mechuyev to bring all those Karbanos Chatas that I was chayev to bring nowadays, and just the recital of the Parsha is not good enough. That was just a temporary fix, and therefore the Gemara says not only does one have to write down when he did an Avera that he has to, that warrants him to bring a Karban, but he also has to write down the shear of the Kazayas of his particular time. Now, this leaves us with a big issue. Is there anyone in the room who writes down every time they do an Avera? Is there anyone? I assume no one in the room does an Avera, but we all have friends, right? We all have friends who probably have done Averas once in a while. So ask your friends, right? I mean, I assume we all don't have such friends either. But if we can find such a person who has actually done an Avera in his life that really warrants him bringing a Karban Chatas, would that person actually write it down on a piece of paper? So Shverazach, how come we don't find anywhere in the world? We don't find this minig anywhere in the world. In fact, it's Mefurash HaGemaras that tell us. Not only that, let's look a little further. In the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, just interesting to note, the Ramah writes in Hilchos Shabbos as follows. Simen Shin Lamed Daled, Zok the Ramah, Im Avar B'chilil Es HaShabbos. Person who goes ahead, and by mistake, is Mechal HaShabbos. Sarach Lehisanos Mem Yom. Person has to go ahead and fast 40 days. Beis Vehei, he has to do Sheni V'chamishi for 40 days straight. Velo yishta yayin, he shouldn't drink wine for the duration of those 40 days. Velo yochal basar, he shouldn't eat meat all those 40 days. V'yite memakam achatas yudches pshitin letzdaka. Zok de Rama. Obviously, he can't offer achatas bisman hazeh. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Zok de Rama, what should he do? He should set aside yudches pshitin. Obviously, that was the amount of money at the times of the Rama. I don't know what they used in those days in Krakow, but he says you should set aside $18 or $1,800, whatever that is, the cost of a Karban Chatas, what it would cost you at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and you should give that to Tzedakah. Says the Magen Avraham there, someone who's Mechal HaShabbos, why is he set aside 18 pennies or $18, whatever the Ramah says, what's 18 about? So he says, because that's the cost of a Pachas Shebekvasim, that's the cheapest carbon that one could possibly buy as a Karban Chatas. So you're not Mechuyev to set aside $1,000, because a Chatas in the times of the Ramah only cost, the cheapest carbon only cost $18. So that's what the Magen Avraham points out. Zok Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva, he quotes all this Ramah and the Magen Avraham. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, well, that's only if you're a poor man and you can only afford a carbon of $18. But if you're a wealthy man and you, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you would actually bring a carbon worth $1,000, so Rav Moshe says, then you have to set aside $1,000 for tzedakah because you're a Mechal HaShabbos. Mechal HaShabbos is chayv to bring a carbon chatas. Zok Rav Moshe, you have to set aside the amount of money that you would have spent on a carbon in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Be it as it may, the Magen Avraham over here quotes this Gemara by Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, and he says that a person has to write down when he actually is Mechal HaShabbos in order that he should know when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, whether or not he's chayv to bring a carbon. Now, I don't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday, so how am I going to remember the Averis that I did 5 years ago? How am I going to remember the Averis I did 10 years ago? So how can this be that none of us have this minig to write it down? Let's bring another raya that this, in fact, is the case, that one really does have to write down. There's a very fascinating Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi. They were two students in the yeshiva of Rav. So the Gemara says they were once having a very fierce argument about what their Rebbe Rav actually said in the shir. So Rav Kahana said that Rav said X, and Rav Asi said Rav said Y. Now they were fighting about it very strongly. Each one felt very firmly about their opinion. So Rav Kahana says, I swear that Rav said this. Whoa. You're so sure of yourself? Rav Asi responds, he says, I swear Rav said that. Lo and behold, 5 minutes later, Rav walks in. So let's ask him. Now you just both made a shvua, what Rav said. So why don't we ask him what he said? So the Gemara says they asked him. And in fact, Rav said like one of them. Okay, so now what does the other one do? He says to his friend, you mean to tell me that I'm lying? I would say, yes. Okay. So the Gemara says, oh, Amar Leh. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh, Liba Chansach. No, you thought that you heard X, and really you heard Y, so you made a Shavua, but you didn't really have in mind to make a Shavua. That's not called a Shavua Shav, because you were making the Shavua based on the pretense of what you thought you heard. Says Tosus, what does the Gemara mean when it says, Libach Ansach? What does the Gemara mean when it says that? So Tosus says the following, Nirit, Tilav Lemifteremi Carbon Gredika Amar. The Gemara doesn't only mean to say that because you made a mistake and you didn't really meet it in your Shavua, that you're not going to have to bring your carbon when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Shalaitztach Lichtav Al Pinkaso. Tosus says, the Gemara over here doesn't just mean to say that your whole premise of Yeshua was mistaken, and therefore you don't have to write it down on your notebook because nothing's going to happen. Yeshua was a mistake. Don't worry about it. Hello, Tosus says also, your Shavua just didn't count at all. No. So what do you see from Tosus? That had the Shavua actually been a good Shavua, and you really had made a Shavua Shav, then a person would have had to write it down on his notebook to make sure that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, he will actually go ahead and bring his carbon. So in fact, the Sfasemis in Maseches Yuma Daf Pei says lahalacha, a person actually has to write down on a piece of paper. Menchas Chinuch writes this as well. For those who are not Chassidish, the Menchas Chinuch was not a Chassid. In Mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes Oy Zayin, he quotes this from the Kaftar Vaferach. And this is a major tzarachi, and this is a major question on our generation. How come we don't find anyone who in fact has this minhag? So I thought one suggestion, which we're going to see is probably not the case, but one suggestion in the minute that we have left, I thought was based on a Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud Zayin. Gemara in Tainis has a machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. What is the story over there? They have a machlokes whether Kohanim Bizman HaZeh are allowed to drink wine. What kind of question is that? Why shouldn't Kohanim be allowed to drink wine? So the Chachamim say Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine because maybe Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt tonight, tomorrow, and all the Kohanim are going to be drunk, and a drunken Kohen is not allowed to do Avod. So therefore the Chachamim say forevermore, in all the years of the Gullus, a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine. Rebbe, our mazel is, we paskin like Rebbe. Rebbe says, no, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash Lo Chashina. We've been in Gullus so long, we're not worried that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt tomorrow morning. So therefore, don't worry, we're allowed to drink wine because don't worry about it. Everything will be okay. We don't assume the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt tomorrow. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. No, so maybe that's the answer to our question. Maybe the reason why we don't write down all the karbanos is because we don't assume that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt tonight, tomorrow. And by the time it's rebuilt, okay, you know, it's going to be a long time. It could be we won't be around anymore. We'll come back in the next Gilgul, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, maybe that's the reason why we're not mechuyev to actually write it down on a piece of paper, because, in fact, we paskin like Rebbe that Lemeheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash Lo Chashinan. However, this is not a good suggestion, because tomorrow night we'll continue, but just why this is not a good suggestion is because of the following. If you look in the Rambam, in fact, the Rambam says, when he explains that Gemara, what's the reason why we paskin like Rebbe, that a Kohen is allowed to drink wine even Bizman HaZeh? Aye, why aren't we concerned, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash? What do you mean? Why aren't we concerned? We find Takanas all over Shas, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was masaking things that we should always remember the Beis HaMikdash, Zechel HaMikdash, Zechel HaKhurban. So how come all of a sudden over here we're not concerned that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt? Says the Rambam as follows, no, that's because the Marsha explains it also, that really there's a double concern, because maybe you're not really a Kohen. All the Kohanim is Manazer, we're not really sure if they really have a Yichus all the way back. So number one, maybe you're not a Kohen. Number two, maybe this week is not your real Mishmar, right? The Kohanim were broken up into different Mishmaris. So there's a svek sveka, there's a double suffix. So therefore, each Kohen in and of himself is allowed to go ahead and drink wine, because he doesn't have to worry that maybe it's his turn to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, even if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. But says the Rambam, let's say a person has a ksav that tells him all the way back which Mishmar he's from, zok the Rambam, halacha l'maisa bizman hazeh, that Kohen would not be allowed to drink wine that week, because you know that this week is your week, and in fact we are concerned, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We do assume that the Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt speedily in our days. That's why we find all over Shas, we have takanos of Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Knew if that's the case, so we're back to square one. If we do assume the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt very soon, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, so then back to square one. How come we don't write down every time we do an Aveira, which is Mechayiv us to bring a carbon chatas? We seem to find the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. We seem to find this Tosfos writes in Shavuos Daf Chavav. We see this Sfasemis, the Menchas Chinuch. Many Acharonim quote this. Magen Avraham quotes it on the Ramah Halacha. How come we don't have this minig of writing down the every single time we do an Aveira to be Mechayiv ourselves a carbon chatas when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? If anyone has answers before tomorrow night, I would love to hear them.